Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, it is Christmas Day 2021, and what a great day it's going to be in sports. Yeah, we have games today. That's always a good thing. And don't forget, we also have the All Men special on Fox prior to the game. So, boom, that should be fun as well. But we have two games in the National Football League. We have a college football bowl game. We have five games going on in the NBA. And we have four college basketball games at the Diamond Head Classic. So not a bad day at all. But let's start with the National Football League, where year-to-date we are 87-62, good enough for 58.4% year-to-date. So game number one, it is going to be the Browns plus the 7.5 over the Packers. So Green Bay is 11-3 straight up and against the spread. Last time out, they won at Baltimore by one. The Browns are 7-7 straight up, 6-8 against the spread. Last time out, they lost that heartbreaker to Las Vegas by two. So the Browns have activated Baker Mayfield and four others from the COVID list for this one. The Browns have road wins this season at Minnesota and Cincinnati, and they've kept it within a score in five of their seven losses so far this season. The Packers are good. They're great, actually, at home. They're 6-0 at home, and they're 6-0 against the spread at home, plus they're fighting for home field advantage throughout the playoffs. After all of that, though, I really think Nick Chubb is going to have a big day for Cleveland. I'm taking the Browns plus the 7.5 over Green Bay. Game number two is in Arizona. It is Indianapolis and Arizona, and we're going to play the over 48. So the Colts offense in their last 11 games, well, seven games they've scored over 30 points, including two games that went over 40 points. This offense has been clicking, thanks to Jonathan Taylor. Yes, the offensive line will have some key pieces out today, but that should lead to more both good and bad big plays from Carson Wentz. Arizona has struggled in back-to-back weeks, but Kyler Murray should have plenty of opportunities to hit this Colts pass defense downfield. I expect this primetime game to light up the scoreboard tonight. So we're on the over 48 between the Colts and the Cardinals. Next up, we go to college football in Montgomery, Alabama. It is going to be Georgia State minus the 5.5 over Ball State. So like I said yesterday, I plan to fade the MAC the rest of the way, and that process starts today. Georgia State is 7-5, having won six of their final seven games, and that includes a nice win over Coastal Carolina. Their only loss during that seven-game stretch was a four-point loss at Louisiana Lafayette. A win for the Panthers, and it would be their best season in school history. Ball State is 6-6, losing three of their final five games. The Cardinals did defeat Army this year, so that does give me a little pause. But like I said yesterday, just pick the winner. And I believe strongly that Georgia State will win this one. So I like the Panthers minus the 5.5 today over Ball State. Next up, we go to the association. We're in the NBA. We've hit four of our last five picks. Today's play is the Bucks and the Celtics under the 221. So the Bucks are 20-13 to the under. The Celtics are 18-13 to the under this year. Both teams went under last time out. The simulator gives this one a 75% chance to go under the number. So let's do it. Bucks and Celtics under the 221. Next up, we got a college basketball where the Diamond Head Classic comes to a conclusion today with four games on the docket. Game number one is South Florida plus 7.5 over Wyoming. So this is for fifth place. South Florida lost to BYU by 15. And then they beat the host school, Hawaii, by seven. Wyoming, meanwhile, they lost by three to Stanford and then defeated Northern Iowa by two. Wyoming has covered just once in their last six games, so I'm going to grab the points today with the South Florida Bulls plus the 7.5. Game number two on the docket today is for seventh place. It is Northern Iowa minus 5 over Hawaii. So UNI has killed me this year. They are now 3-7 against the spread, losing back-to-back games in this tournament by 2 points to Liberty and 2 points to Wyoming. Hawaii, meanwhile, they lost to Vanderbilt by 14 and South Florida by 7 so far in the tournament. I still like the talent level at UNI, so I think they win today, and hopefully they finally get us a cover. It is Northern Iowa minus the 5 over Hawaii. Next up on the docket, we're going to play Liberty plus the 9 over BYU. So fun game so far for the Flames. They beat UNI by 2, lost to Stanford by 3. Meanwhile, BYU beat South Florida by 15 and lost to Vandy by 2. I expect Liberty to keep it interesting today, so I'm going to take the Flames plus the 9 over BYU. Then the final game on the card today, it is the championship game of the Diamond Head. And we're going to play Stanford plus the 2 over Vanderbilt. So not the final that I expected to see. Vandy beat BYU by 2 after cruising past South Florida by 14. Stanford has won back-to-back nail biters, beating both Liberty and Wyoming by 3. Not a bad team, considering they lost to Santa Clara by 16 earlier this year. Vandy has been beaten twice this year as the favorite. I expect loss number 3 today. So I'm on Stanford plus the 2 over Vandy. So let's recap your card for a Christmas day. In the National Football League, we like the Browns plus the 7.5 over the Packers. We also like the Colts and the Cardinals to go over the 48. In college football, we're on Georgia State minus the 5.5 over Ball State. In the NBA, we like the Bucks and the Celtics to go under the 221. In college basketball, we like South Florida plus the 7.5 over Wyoming. We like Northern Iowa minus the 5 over Hawaii. We like Liberty plus the 9 over BYU. And we like Stanford plus the 2 over Vanderbilt. So that's your card for a Christmas day. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.